fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Are you eating right for your type? That's not gay, straight, tall, short, fat, thin. This is blood type. Did you like how I did a little We Are the World there, Holly, to throw
that in? We are the world. It's your health and it ain't rocket science. We are certainly the world. I hope every single type of person out there is listening.
That's right. And everybody's got one of these too, or the absence of one of these, which is a blood type. An A, A, B, B. Or an O. An O is kind of the absence of the antigen. And there is, been a lot of evidence. There's been a lot of talk over the past about actually more than 50, 60 years about whether certain blood types evolved through the years to be able to handle different diets. For example, everybody started as an O. And the argument is that when food got scarce, a lot of the people became Bs, and that allowed them to consume dairy more efficiently. I'm a B blood type.
Decker, are you B positive?
I'm B positive, which is something I need to constantly remind myself.
your blood type is B positive, just like your attitude. I absolutely love that.
It is. And what's your blood type, Holly?
I am O positive.
And you are an O. I mean, when I think about food and O's, you are an O, right?
So, I love that we're talking about this. Are you eating right for your type? Because this is a New York Times bestseller, I believe. This is Eat Right
many
for
books.
Your Type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A supplement line and a way of medicine being practiced, Holly.
Yeah. These are by the lovely and generous and kind author, Dr. Peter Diadamo. But, it's really interesting to me because when I bring this up, perhaps using this as a modality, meaning, look, hey, when I look at the word diet, I used to hate it. I used to hate to use it in any way, shape, or form because I thought it was so heavily connotated, right? And guess what? I looked it up in the dictionary once because I love to do this. I was like, I want to get the root meaning. I want to get, get the
word
facts.
Origins. Sure.
Word origins. Guess what diet means? It actually, by definition, means habitual nourishment. How, as a habit, do you nourish yourself is how I like to look at diet. So I was like, yay, I love this word. But when I would perhaps think that a client or a patient would be wonderful for this modality, now, not a lifestyle, not a religion, not a fad, not a, sort of...
Very important. Very important. Let's dump the fads. I like this. Keep going. I like this.
So, and I would get, kind of pushback sometimes from folks. I'm like, well, what have you heard about it? What do you think? Well, I think it's just a bunch of bogus, and they don't really know about it. The blood type diet has actually been very well researched. Now, what is it? What is it? Now, everybody, as you said, has a certain blood type, and I think it's really quite fun if you know it, and a lot of people don't know it. And your doctor usually won't draw it unless, let's say, you've had surgery. They've got to type and cross you because if something goes on wrong,
and
you bleed out.
That's not a good reason, right?
Yeah, and then or having a baby. But I'm going to give you a number real quick. North American PharmaCal, you can get little kits, kind of like back in senior science biology in high school where you poke your finger and you could find out your blood type in about 60 seconds. The number is 877-226-8973. Okay, enough.
Give me that number one more time because I'm going to blog that.
You got it.
877-226-8973.
I think they're under $10. You can order your own blood typing kit. But I think what's really important to understand about the blood type diet is in his books, and we've only got a short amount of time, so in general, there's foods that are listed for each blood type, okay, once you know your blood type. And beneficial is kind of like using food as medicine. Neutral, hey, that's, food is food. And avoid foods, your avoid foods are like food as poison. And so people are always like, well, how is that and why is that? And this is what I tell them. It's kind of like if you get the wrong blood type in a transfusion, and that's why it's so important if you go into the hospital to get your own blood type, right?
It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. So, but what happens is in food, there are little protein molecules called lectins. And lectins can cause the red blood cells in your body to sort of stick together or agglutinate. And they're not made inside of us. They're actually found in several varieties of the foods that we eat. And it's also believed that these lectins, they found their way into the seeds to serve as an immune system for the developing plants. And, of course, with genetically modified organisms, these lectins are kind of everywhere. And they've also quite literally been deemed that they're sort of natural insecticides for plants, right? But if we're eating them and they're starting to create or mix with our blood type, mm-hmm. our blood gets kind of sticky. That is not good. That causes all sorts of inflammation. So here's what I've done using the blood type diet, okay, as a modality. I will have people for 4 weeks just concentrate on, let's just do this. There's truly no harm in this. I want you to avoid your avoid foods, quote unquote, avoid your avoid foods. Sure, you can concentrate more on eating off your beneficial, but for right now, just while we're kind of figuring out what's going on with you, while you've got these aches and pains and this sort of systemic inflammation.
Yeah, can I add to that? And here's what I want to add, Holly. A lot of people say, well, there's two things I want to say here, and then I want you to continue. One piece is listeners understand the blood type diet is not a weight loss model. It is a health model.
Yeah.
Okay, a weight loss model is it can go to extremes and all that. This is an idea of how do you get to 90 and have no autoimmune disease, no strokes, no heart attacks, no cancer. This is what that is looking at. It's a health model. But the other thing is a lot of people say, is this magic? Well, there's no magic diet. You always have to look at it as an individual and do that. But this is where I start with all my chronic disease patients. I start them with blood type diet. And then as these things iron out, we learn more about them. Is that where you're going with this, Holly?
Like, absolutely. They come in, you know what it does? It clears away. It's almost like, let's say their body is a car and it got ran off into the ditch. Okay. And you can't, and so the while it got ran off into the ditch, basically the windshield got smattered with mud and dust and I can't see inside. I don't know what's wrong with you. I can't see you. Right. So what I do when I put them on sort of a serotype or blood type diet, it's like getting the windshield wiper going and it's like, aha. So now it's clear because so many things abate. So many of the aches and pains that have no discernible pattern or cause seem to go away. And I love that you say this is not at all anything to do with weight loss. But guess what a side effect is when people usually
weight
go
loss,
on?
Weight loss, right, because that's part of health.
Yes, they usually lose weight effortlessly. And so, and it's also quite convenient for folks because if you've got a smartphone, be it Android or
that'd be an iPhone, Holly.
An iPhone, that's right. I'm trying to say that. An iPhone, because I have it. Looking at it right now, trying to get the tweets and everything coming in. But you can, there's a blood type app, and it's awesome. Because so, all it does is you put in your blood type, got to know it first, and then in green is all your good foods, in yellow is sort of your Nutrafoods, and your avoid foods are listed in red. So if you're out at a restaurant, if you're in the supermarket, you name it, you've got that resource right there for you.
Yeah, and for all my autoimmune patients, this is where I start. Because in essence, autoimmunity is being allergic to your own body. And when you're allergic to your own body, you have to start by not giving it lectins that's going to alert and irritate the immune system. Now, Holly, I want to do a little review here. North America PharmaCal, you're telling me around $10 that they can get a little blood type kit and they can test it and they'll know. 1-877-226-8973, North America PharmaCal. I'll do a blog on this for you guys as well. Little food particles called lectins. They make blood sticky, but they also feed the immune system. That's where that's where the research went. This is where we start with our chronic disease patients. And this is not a weight loss program, but rather a health for life program. And avoid those avoid foods. We've given you the way to get your blood checked. We have given you the skinny on this. Go look at this blood type diet as a way to live your life. Radio MD, stay well.